Chapter 27. It was a lovely day, neither too warm nor too cold, not too bright nor too gray. Even though the groundskeeping budget had given out years ago, the few straggly perennials lining the steps leading up to the Galactic Library managed to add a cheerful note to the morning. The library, having been built in the classical style of antiquity, was fronted with one of the grandest stairways to be found in the entire empire, second only to the steps at the Imperial Palace itself. Most library visitors, however, preferred to enter via the glide rail. Selden had high hopes for the day. Since he and Stetton Palver had been cleared of all charges in their recent assault and battery case, Harry Selden felt like a new man. Although the experience had been painful, its very public nature had advanced Selden's cause. Judge Tehan Pupjins Lee, who was considered one of, if not the most influential judge on Trentor, had been quite vociferous in her opinion, delivered the day following Riel Navis's emotional testimony. "When we come to such a crossroads in our civilized society," the judge intoned from her bench, "that a man of Professor Harry Selden's standing is made to bear the humiliation, abuse, and lies of his peers simply because of who he is and what he stands for, it is truly a dark day for the Empire. I admit that I, too, was taken in at first. Why wouldn't Professor Selden, I reasoned, resort to such trickery in an attempt to prove his predictions? But as I came to see, I was most grievously wrong." Here the judge's brow furrowed. A dark blue flush began creeping up her neck and into her cheeks. "For I was ascribing to Professor Selden motives born of our new society, a society in which honesty, decency, and goodwill are likely to get one killed. A society in which it appears one must resort to dishonesty and trickery merely to survive. How far we have strayed from our founding principles. We were lucky this time, fellow citizens of Trentor. We owe a debt of thanks to Professor Harry Selden for showing us our true selves. Let us take his example to heart and resolve to be vigilant against the baser forces of our human nature." Following the hearing, the Emperor had sent Selden a congratulatory holodisc. On it, he expressed the hope that perhaps now Selden would find renewed funding for his project. As Selden slid up the entrance glide rail, he reflected on the current status of his psychohistory project. His good friend, the former chief librarian Las Zenov, had retired. During his tenure, Zenov had been a strong proponent of Selden and his work. More often than not, however, Zenov's hands had been tied by the library board. But, he had assured Selden, the affable new chief librarian, Trima Acarnio, was as progressive as he himself, and was popular with many factions among the board membership. "Harry, my friend," Zenov had said before leaving Trantor for his home world of Wenkuri, "Acarnio is a good man, a person of deep intellect and an open mind. I'm sure he'll do all that he can to help you and the project. I've left him the entire data file on you and your encyclopedia. I know he'll be as excited as I about the contribution to humanity it represents. Take care, my friend. I'll remember you fondly." And so today, Harry Selden was to have his first official meeting with the new chief librarian. He was cheered by the reassurances Las Zenov had left with him, and he was looking forward to sharing his plans for the future of the project and the encyclopedia. Trima Acarnio stood as Harry entered the chief librarian's office. Already he had made his mark on the place, whereas Zenov had stuffed every nook and cranny of the room with holodisks and tri-D journals from the different sectors of Trantor, and a dizzying array of visiglobes representing various worlds of the Empire had spun in mid-air, Acarnio had swept clear the mounds of data and images that Zenoff had liked to keep at his fingertips. A large holoscreen now dominated one wall, on which, Selden presumed, Acarnio could view any publication or broadcast that he desired. Acarnio was short and stocky, with a slightly distracted look from a childhood corneal correction that had gone awry, that belied a fearsome intelligence and constant awareness of everything going on around him at all times. "Well, well, Professor Selden, come in, sit down." Acarnio gestured to a straight-backed chair facing the desk at which he sat. "It was, I felt, quite fortuitous that you requested this meeting. You see, I had intended to get in touch with you as soon as I settled in." Selden nodded, pleased that the new chief librarian had considered him enough of a priority to plan to seek him out in the hectic early days of his tenure. "But first, Professor, please let me know why you wanted to see me before we move on to my most likely more prosaic concerns." Selden cleared his throat and leaned forward. "Chief Librarian, Lass Zenoff has no doubt told you of my work here and of my idea for an Encyclopedia Galactica. Lass was quite enthusiastic and a great help, providing a private office for me here and unlimited access to the library's vast resources. In fact, it was he who located the eventual home of the Encyclopedia Project, a remote outer world called Terminus. There was one thing, however, that Lass could not provide. In order to keep the project on schedule, I must have office space and unlimited access granted to a number of my colleagues as well. It is an enormous undertaking, just gathering the information to be copied and transferred to Terminus before we can begin the actual work of compiling the encyclopedia. Lass was not popular with the library board, as you undoubtedly are aware. You, however, are. And so I ask you, Chief Librarian, will you see to it that my colleagues are granted insider's privileges so that we may continue our most vital work?" Here Harry stopped, almost out of breath. He was sure that his speech, which he had gone over and over in his mind the night before, would have the desired effect. He waited, confident in Acarnio's response. "Professor Selden," Acarnio began. Selden's expectant smile faded. There was an edge to the chief librarian's voice that Selden had not expected. "My esteemed predecessor provided me, in exhaustive detail, an explication of your work here at the library. He was quite enthusiastic about your research and committed to the idea of your colleagues joining you here, as was I, Professor Selden." At Acarnio's pause, Selden looked up sharply. "At first, I was prepared to call a special meeting of the board to propose that a larger suite of offices be prepared for you and your encyclopedists. But, Professor Selden, all that has now changed."
"Changed? But why?"
"Professor Selden, you have just finished serving as principal defendant in a most sensational assault and battery case."
"But I was acquitted," Selden broke in. "The case never even made it to trial."
"Nonetheless, Professor, your latest foray into the public eye has given you an undeniable, how shall I say it, tinge of ill repute. Oh yes, you were acquitted of all charges. But in order to get to that acquittal, your name, your past, your beliefs, and your work were paraded before the eyes of all the worlds. And even if one progressive, right-thinking judge has proclaimed you faultless, what of the millions, perhaps billions, of other average citizens who see not a pioneering psychohistorian striving to preserve his civilization's glory, but a raving lunatic shouting doom and gloom for the great and mighty empire? You, by the very nature of your work,
are threatening the essential fabric of the Empire. I don't mean the huge, nameless, faceless, monolithic Empire. No, I am referring to the heart and soul of the Empire, its people. When you tell them the Empire is failing, you are saying that they are failing. And this, my dear Professor, the average citizen cannot face. Selden, like it or not, you have become an object of derision, a subject of ridicule, a laughingstock. Pardon me, Chief Librarian, but for years now I have been, to some circles, a laughingstock. Yes, but only to some circles. But this latest incident, and the very public forum in which it was played out, has opened you up to ridicule, not only here on Trantor, but throughout the worlds. And, Professor, if by providing you an office, we, the Galactic Library, give tacit approval to your work, then, by inference, we, the Library, also become a laughingstock throughout the worlds. And no matter how strongly I may personally believe in your theory and your encyclopedia, as Chief Librarian of the Galactic Library on Trantor, I must think of the Library first. And so, Professor Selden, your request to bring in your colleagues is denied. Harry Selden jerked back in his chair as if struck. Further, Acarnio continued, I must advise you of a 2-week temporary suspension of all library privileges, effective immediately. The board has called that special meeting, Professor Selden. In 2 weeks' time, we will notify you whether or not we've decided that our association with you must be terminated. Here, Acarnio stopped speaking, and placing his palms on the glossy, spotless surface of his desk, stood up. That is all, Professor Selden, for now. Harry Selden stood as well, although his upward movement was not as smooth nor as quick as Trima Acarnio's. May I be permitted to address the board? Asked Selden. Perhaps, if I were able to explain to them the vital importance of psychohistory and the encyclopedia. I'm afraid not, Professor, said Acarnio softly. And Selden caught a brief glimmer of the man Lass Zenov had told him about. But just as quickly, the icy bureaucrat was back, as Acarnio guided Selden to the door. As the portal slid open, Acarnio said, 2 weeks, Professor Selden. Till then. Harry stepped through to his waiting skitter, and the doors slid shut. What am I going to do now? Wondered Selden disconsolately. Is this the end of my work?